Are you giving up on your dreams too soon?
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
You know, it always comes down to hopelessness and bitterness. And that's why people give up on their dreams too soon. Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, bringing you our daily Law of Attraction podcast. We were just talking, Rachel and I, about why some people, they just seem to give up on their dreams too soon. And you know it's too soon because you can oftentimes see that they're just a step or two or three away from having everything they desire. So when hopelessness and bitterness come into your life, that's one of the reasons why people give up too soon. You begin to feel hopeless. You begin to feel bitter. You feel angry. You feel cheated. You feel all of those nasty emotions. This should have happened by now. My business should be successful by now. My boyfriend should be calling me by now. We should be married by now. You know, I understand that. I get that. I get it. Bitterness, hopelessness. But think about it. That's exactly what you're attracting. Remember in the law of attraction, likes attract likes. Birds of a feather flock together, so to speak. So if you're putting out hopelessness and bitterness and despair, that's what you're going to attract more of. And that's why people give up. It's not that they give up on their dreams. They give up on wanting to feel hopeless. They give up on wanting to feel bitter. And so they just give up on their dreams. They say, well, if I give up on my dreams, I won't feel hopeless. If I give up on my dreams, I won't feel bitter. If I give up on my dreams, then I can be content. I don't think there's a lot of truth to that. It may sound logical, but I don't believe that there's a lot of truth. One of the things that I used to do is interview people 85 plus. And I oftentimes ask them, what's the one regret they have? And they will go through, each of them has a regret. Each of them will say, if I would have only done this, if I would have only stayed with this. I remember one gentleman who hadn't been in the military for probably 50 or 60 years. And he said, if I would have just stayed in the military and not given up, by now, I would have been a captain or I would have been a major or something. I forget the titles. And so his whole life was about this regret. Don't live your life in regret. Do not give up an inch away from the mother lode. It's happened before. I've told you the story. I'm not going to repeat it, but there have been numerous cases of people who gave up an inch away from the love they desire, the prosperity that they deserve, and only to find that somebody else got it for them. In other words, somebody else got the love. Somebody else got the prosperity because they gave up.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
This is the #1 podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
You know, we are a group of people that like to see things right now. We drive through McDonald's, give me my food right now. We go into Starbucks. Starbucks recently posted an article that said the reason that their sales are flat is that people are walking out of the Starbuckses. You know, Starbuckses, is that right? They're walking out of Starbucks and they are disappointed because they had to stand in line. They don't want to stand in line for, maybe they're on their way to work. Maybe they don't have time. So they leave, go somewhere else. And that's costing Starbucks money. We want things now. That's how our mind works. But oftentimes when it comes to relationships, when it comes to people, when it comes to building a business, when it comes to achieving the kind of success that you desire, when it comes to becoming wealthy, it's the law of the farm. Stephen Covey talks about this so well in The Seven Habits. The law of the farm says, look at, you're going to have to plant seeds, and you can't just yell at the seed and pound your fist and get all bitter and hopeless because the seed doesn't immediately produce you tomatoes. It's going to take time. It's going to take nurturing. And you're not going to see anything for a long time. Did you just hear what I said? You're not going to see any results for a time. That doesn't mean anything isn't happening. Something big is happening. Germination is taking place. But you're going to have to be patient. Now, you may have some of those magic beans that Jack in Jack and the Beanstalk had. And that happens occasionally, where a person plants a bean and the next night, there's a big plant. All of a sudden, overnight, the relationship is saved. All of a sudden, overnight, the business has turned and is successful. All of a sudden, overnight, your health is restored. All of a sudden, overnight, your bills are paid. And that happens, and it happens more often than not. That's why they call me a miracle mentor, because we bring miracles into your life. But it's still a miracle if you have to wait, if you have to sit there and stare at the soil and go, what the hell is happening? It's just dirt. But one day, if you do the work, if you focus on the process, one day you're going to walk out there and there's going to be a little bit of a plant. And if you keep watering it, if you keep building bridges, if you keep doing the work, that plant's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And pretty soon, you're going to have tomatoes or apples or avocados or whatever it is you planted. In this case, you're going to have a relationship. You're going to have a better relationship than you ever had. You're going to have more money than you've ever had. Your business is going to be more successful than it's ever been. Your health is going to be restored beyond your wildest dreams. And I mean that sincerely. But you can't give up. You can't get discouraged too soon. Giving up is a contamination that will haunt you all the rest of your life. When that gentleman sold the mother lode worth $20 million back in the 1800s, and he sold it for $500. Trust me, that giving up decision haunted him the rest of his life. It will haunt you as well. So what are the reasons people give up? Fear, not enough money, feeling of worthlessness, and of course your beliefs that you should give up, that your family and friends who are telling you to give up are right. But do they have to be right? Have they ever been wrong? You know they've been wrong. And if it's your belief that they're wrong this time, they will be. Don't trust your family and your friends. Love them, but don't trust their opinion. When they tell you to give up, it's because they don't want to see you in pain. They don't want to see you struggling. But that plant, when it's coming and breaking through the ground, it's struggling. And when it first takes hold of that sun, it's struggling. But eventually it gets strong. Eventually things happen. For some people, it happens in a day. For some people, it happens, it takes years. But do not give up. Remember, success comes through trial and error. Success comes through persistence. Instant success is a myth most of the time. Your success matters in the universe. The universe is your partner. The infinite field of potential is working with you. And it matters that you succeed. All worthwhile things, whether it's your relationship or your business or your career, are worth the challenge. Do not quit. Do not give up. Tenacity always, always outplays talent. You can be extremely talented, but it's tenacity that always wins. And remember, the past does not equal the future. You're going to have an incredible life. You're going to have the love that you desire from the person you want it from. You're going to have an incredible business or career. You're going to make more money than you've ever received. You're going to pay off your debts like never before. I want you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching now. January's gone now. It's time to move forward. It's time to take action. Visit our website, lawofattractionsolutions.com, and claim your 30 minutes now. You deserve those 30 minutes. Let's get started on your miracle. Have a great day now, because you absolutely deserve it.
Unlock within yourself the powerful secrets to living the life you desire at the Manifesting Beyond Belief Intensive. Join Robert and Rachel Zink May 19th, 20th, and 21st in magical Taos, New Mexico. Awaken miraculous manifestation powers within yourself. Experience dormant DNA activation through the three ancient alchemical attunements of sulfur, mercury, and salt, also known as body, mind, and spirit. As you experience these attunements from ancient alchemical mystery master Robert Zink, you will awaken latent powers such as manifesting dreams into reality, acquiring increased abundance, attracting your soulmate, developing a deeper spiritual connection to Source, improving health and vitality. This three-day intensive, conducted by miracle mentor and alchemy life coaches Robert and Rachel Zink, is held at the gorgeous El Monte Resort in Taos, New Mexico. Spaces are limited, so sign up now. For more information, visit www.manifestingbeyondbelief.com. That is manifestingbeyondbelief.com.